Lesson 8.
Word list.
Usefulness.
Abroad.
Command.
Problem.
Stress.
Solid.
Foundation.
Idiom.
Idiomatic.
Memorize.
Individual.
Exact.
Equivalent.
Arouse.
Blunder.
Ring.
Gong.
Trip.
Journey.
Absorb.
Besides.
Handwriting.
Basic.
Original.
Effectively.
Weapon.
Idioms and expressions.
What for?
To get on well.
First of all.
To have a better idea of.
In the shortest possible time.
To get right.
To stress the importance of.
A good beginning is half the battle.
To watch out for.
It seems to me.
It is a matter of.
To catch one out.
To be on one's guard against.
To pay close attention to.
Word for word.
In order to.
To be fully prepared for.
To read in the original.
Proper names.
William Shakespeare.
George Bernard Shaw.
Mark Twain.
Charles Dickens. Text.
The study of English. It is over a year now since I began studying English. I'm glad to say that I'm getting on well with it. First of all, I know clearly what I study English for. A year ago, although I was interested in the language, I wasn't clear about its usefulness. I think I have a better idea of that now, to know what is going on outside our country, to tell our friends abroad what is going on in China, to help the oppressed peoples in their struggle against imperialism, and for freedom and happiness. To do all this, a good command of foreign languages is necessary. So the problem now is not why I should study English, but how to get the best results in the shortest possible time. I find English very interesting, but quite difficult. How hard I have been trying to get every sound right, to spell every word correctly, and to speak the little English I know. The party has always stressed the importance of laying a solid foundation in everything we do, and in language study perhaps more than in anything else. A good beginning is half the battle. A year's study has taught me that we cannot learn English well without watching out for idiomatic ways of saying things. When I began learning English, I thought all I had to do was to memorize individual words. English words, it seemed to me, had exact equivalents in Chinese, and so, to express one's ideas in English, it was just a matter of putting the words together according to the rules of grammar. When I was taught to say, "I see a book on the desk," and "I'm going to see a friend," I thought I had learned everything about the word "see." I did not realize that we do not see, but read a book or a newspaper, until one day my teacher caught me out. My interest was aroused. And since then, I have always been on my guard against such blunders. I have learned to say, to ring a bell, but to beat a gong, to attend a meeting, but to join in a conversation, to take a walk, but to make a trip or to go on a journey. I have learned the difference between after and since, between find and look for, between wear and put on. I have also learned to absorb whole sentences without trying to translate them word for word into Chinese. All this makes me see that besides a good training in pronunciation, spelling, handwriting and basic grammar, and one has to pay close attention to English idioms in order to learn the language faster and use it better. However, this is just a beginning, and there is still a long, long way to go. I am fully prepared for more hard work. I must speak and write English more, both in and out of class. I must listen and read more. Someday, I am going to read Shakespeare and Bernard Shaw and Dickens and Mark Twain, all in the original. And I shall read English books in science, history, geography, and in everything that will help me to know a lot more about man's past and present. They will teach me to use English effectively, both as a tool and as a weapon.
Interlesson 1.
Word list.
Hog.
Pen.
Inglorious.
Spot.
Bark.
Mock.
Accursed.
Nobly.
Precious.
Blood.
Shed.
In vain.
Monster.
Defy.
Constrain.
Honour.
Kinsman.
Common.
Foe.
Outnumber.
Blow. Death blow.
Deal.
Grave.
Murderous.
Cowardly.
Pack.
Press. If We Must Die by Claude McKay. If we must die, let it not be like hogs, hunted and penned in an inglorious spot, while round us bark the mad and hungry dogs, making their mock at our accursed lot. If we must die, oh, let us nobly die, so that our precious blood may not be shed in vain. Then even the monsters we defy shall be constrained to honour us, though dead. O kinsmen, we must meet the common foe. Though far outnumbered, let us show us brave, and for their thousand blows deal one death blow. What though before us lies the open grave? Like men we'll face the murderous, cowardly pack, pressed to the wall, dying, but fighting back.